It's time for Reverse Mortgage Facts versus Fiction with Reverse Mortgage Specialist John Harding. John is with First Reverse Mortgage USA, a division of Cherry Creek Mortgage, license number 118270. John has decades of experience in the mortgage industry and considers his business to be his ministry. John loves to educate seniors and their families about how they can utilize a reverse mortgage to their benefit. And now, Reverse Mortgage Specialist John Harding.
And Mark Holland co-hosting this Ask the Pro feature with John Harding. John, you mentioned that a reverse mortgage has a line of credit option. How does a reverse line of credit compare with a traditional line of credit?
Great question. A reverse, or HECM, line of credit, and HECM stands for Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. That's the acronym for the FHA-insured reverse mortgage. A HECM line of credit is a very unique product and very different from a traditional home equity line of credit, otherwise known as a HELOC, or H-E-L-O-C. Let me explain. First of all, with a traditional HELOC, there's a draw period of 10 or 15 years in which you can access a portion of your equity, and during that time, you have to make interest-only payments on whatever equity you borrow. At the end of the draw period, there's either a balloon payment where the entire balance is due, or your payments go up significantly because you have to start paying back the principal owed. Now, believe me, it can be quite a shock to seniors when they get that letter from the bank telling them that their monthly payment is going to double or that their entire balance is now due. Also, with a traditional HELOC, the cap or limit on how much you can borrow is always a function of the current market value of your home. As long as values are increasing, you're fine. But if values decrease significantly, as they did in 2008, 9, 10, then the bank can arbitrarily give your HELOC a haircut, so to speak, or even freeze it until you can't use it anymore. I've been doing a lot of loans lately for seniors that got a HELOC 10 or 15 years ago, and now when they get that letter from the bank, they're discovering that they can't qualify for a new HELOC or an adjustment on their old one because they don't have the income they did when they were working. This can really put them into a cash crunch and even force them to sell their home in order to pay off the loan that's due. Fortunately, we don't have the same qualification requirements that traditional lenders do, so I've been able to get seniors who were turned down by their local bank approved on a HECM line of credit. In that situation, we can pay off their current HELOC balance, eliminate their monthly payment altogether, and in most cases, give them access to some additional equity that they can use to pay bills, make home improvements, or whatever.
Okay, but what if property values fall? Can a HECM line of credit be reduced or frozen like a HELOC can?
Absolutely not. In fact, it gets even better than that. As long as you're living in the home and abiding by the terms of the contract, such as maintaining the property and keeping your property taxes, homeowners insurance, and HOA dues current, you are guaranteed access to whatever is in your line of credit. And unlike a traditional HELOC, where the cap on how much you can borrow is always a function of the current property value, with a HECM line of credit, the cap is guaranteed to increase every year, regardless of property value.
Wow, that sounds too good to be true. How does that work?
Well, there's a growth factor in the contract that says that the unspent portion of the line of credit is guaranteed to grow every year at the exact same interest rate that is accruing on the balance. Now, that's a little hard for most people to comprehend, and it's very counterintuitive. I don't have time to explain all the details here, but in effect, our line of credit becomes, in effect, a home equity savings account that is growing at the current rate.
We're interested, John. How do we get in touch with you for more information?
Well, you can reach me on my direct line at 425-348-1829. Again, that's 425-348-1829.
You've been listening to Reverse Mortgage Facts versus Fiction with Reverse Mortgage Specialist John Harding. To contact John, call 425-348-1829. That's 425-348-1829. You can also find out more and listen to previous shows at kcisradio.com/reverse.